go to chapter 10, the cafeteria. You ever notice that when you're downtown in the cafeteria holding your tray? There's lots of sweet things standing in line there, but you don't know how to start talking to them. You know? You don't know what to say to break the ice. You don't want to be just like everybody else with a stupid come-on line like, yeah, can I buy you a salad or something? You know? No, you got to work with a buddy. Work a scam where you make believe you just broke up with your girlfriend and he's trying to talk you out of your melancholy. You have this conversation nearby a couple of sweet things and let them overhear. It goes something like this. I don't know. I don't really want to start dating again. It's
look, look, Bob, you've got to overcome it. You've just got to overcome it.
I can't overcome it. Don't you realize I love the woman? I'm not one of those guys that just, you know, a pop and drop, a pump and dump kind of guy.
I
like to have a relationship with a woman.
Settle down. Decaffeinated coffee. That's my first suggestion.
All
decaffeinated
right.
coffee. And second suggestion, don't worry about it. Mellow out. We can find somebody.
How am I going to find anybody? Nobody will do out with me.
Look,
I'm a bruised man, and I don't even know if I'm attractive to women. I mean, it's been so long, you know. I gave my life to Becky, and to think that she can just turn it back on me like that, I don't think I'm going up with anybody anymore.
Bob.
What?
There are women all over the place.
Yeah, right.
Bob, come here. Look at those two nice ladies.
Oh, yeah,
come
yeah.
On.
These two nice ladies?
Right over here.
They'd never go out with me. They look too nice.
Ladies, my friend needs your help.
Oh, God, let's...
What's your name?
I'm Zelda.
Zelda, and this must be your friend?
My lovely friend, Hepzibah. Hi, I'm Hepzibah.
Well, hi, you two. I'm sorry to intrude on this. Look, I'm going through a little personal crisis here.
You gotta excuse my friend Bob. He's a little broken up, and plus the caffeinated coffee is killing him. He's gonna drive himself crazy with this stuff.
I don't suppose there's any way you two'd ever want to, like, go out and have a drink or something like that.
Gee, Hepzibah, he's kind of cute. Bulky, too.
I know, I think he's got cute eyes.
Well, hey.
What did I tell you, Bob?
This is not... You mean, you two girls will really go out and have a...
Sure, why not?
Wow, neato torpedo!
Come on, Bob.
You girls don't mind if we wipe off on the curtains, do you?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
What did I tell you, Bob?
That was sweet, man. That was sweet.
Gee, Hepzibah, this is going to be great. We met these two cool guys. We can have fun every weekend.
I know. I've been wanting a boyfriend for so long, and now I have somebody to spend every weekend with.
Oh, God.
You know, Bob, these ladies have been so nice. Why don't we do something nice for them, huh?
That's a great idea. Yeah, they really have it so nice. You girls really have helped me get over my, breakup with, Betsy. Or is it Becky? you really have it, see what?
How quickly you forget, Bob. See, I told you.
Let's take out the garbage for him.
That's an idea.
What do you think?
Can we do that for you, ladies?
Sure, that'd be very nice.
Okay, great. Here, let me help you with it. We'll both take it out together.
I don't
want you to hurt your back. Oh, you ladies.
We'll be back in just 5 minutes.
All right, that is really sweet. Need
a
torpedo.
Couple minutes.
All right, that is great. Oh, man, that is nice. Oh, Nelly.
Gee, what nice young men.
I know. I had a wonderful time. I just can't wait to see them again.
Me too. Yeah. I could really use a new car.